Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the Chase and Big Joe Show right here, 102.5 The Game. Really appreciate last hour, Chim DK for joining us, Chris Keeline, the head football coach at East Robertson, and another guy, our next guest. I hope we're talking to him a lot on Friday night this year because the Game Blitz is back. Dr. Crane, who is it?
Head coach Arsente Broom. Arsente, how are you today?
Hey, man, I'm great, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Hey, I just to start off, yeah, the upcoming season, I'm sure you're antsy to get on the field, right?
Man, yeah, you don't even understand this, man. Going through summer and camp, man, can be grueling a little bit. I think everybody's just chomping at the bit to get started.
Obviously, the big name on the roster is Andre Adams, who has been seen by a lot of colleges around the nation. Coming into this upcoming season, what can, I guess, the Antioch fans and also the fans of Middle Tennessee expect from Antioch this year?
I mean, we, of course, yeah. Andre Adams is probably one of the best quarterbacks in the state, if not the best. He's our guy. He's our general. And he's going to lead the way as far as the team's concerned, man. We lost a lot. We've lost probably 40 kids in the last 2 years. So, you know, when you think about that, think about maybe rebuilding a little bit. But we've got some guys that are here that have played. Just they don't have a lot of game experience. But, you know, we think we'll be in good shape. We didn't graduate but one kid off our D-line and offensive line. So, hopefully that can be a mainstay for us.
Yeah, you know, last year, Arsente, when we kind of had a conversation late in the season, we were just kind of candidly speaking about just how wrestling has been an impact on your roster and how it's really developed a lot of these offensive linemen, defensive linemen, and some guys that are kind of undersized that kind of get their way on the field. Has that been a little bit of an impact for this upcoming season with this roster?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. You know, it's crazy because people are like, man, you guys are big. And I'm like, nah, I just don't see it. We've got some decent sized kids, man. And sometimes, man, you got to coach kids up, man. And some kids that may not be as talented, man, you got to make them be able to run through a brick wall for you. And if you can harness that emotion and harness that small little something that's inside of that kid, man, you can kind of make a monster out of them. And I think that's what we're trying to do. Hopefully we can be successful at it.
Talking to Arsente Broom, head football coach at Antioch. Coach, what year is this for you in Metro as a head coach? 50?
Man, close to it, man. No, this is I think this is my 23rd year as a head coach in Metro. It's 28 total, but yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. And I love it because, you know, I think the world of you and the way you pour back into these kids and everything and love on them. You've had players highly recruited before, and you've had big-time coaches come through your school. What's the common denominator in these kids that makes them that elite level? I don't want to say five-star, but that put them at that level. Is it practice? Is it being good-natured? Is it loving the Lord? What is it?
You know, man, I guess you said it. I've had quite a few kids that have come through that have been big time kids, or you know, even those kids that weren't exactly, you know, Power Four, but Group of Five. But I think some of the great qualities, man, have been hard workers, football IQ. You know, good natured kids, man, that brought up the right way. Good listeners, kids that can listen, retain information, and do exactly what you would have them to do. And just sometimes being instinctive. So a lot of the kids that have been in those positions, man, you know, even before Andre, you know, I had kids like Delaney Majors and Bobo, Bobo Hodges, Bo Hodges, Gabe Fletcher, Yusuf Ali, man, those kids, man, are good citizens, man. Those kids do everything the right way. And, you know, it shows from the progression from being in high school to going through college programs, you know, even being successful past that. And I think some of that starts at home, but then too, man, you know, as a coach, having a good staff, man, to pour into them and just make sure that they're getting what they need. You know, you don't always hit it out the park with every kid.
Right.
But you know, you try your best, and if you give them, you give them a baseline of what they need, man, and they kind of got to pick the rest of it up and do it themselves.
Absolutely. We're talking Arsente Broom, head football coach at Antioch. And look, I'm a Metro Nashville guy. You're a Metro Nashville guy.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Different coaching in Metro as it is opposed. And look, I know the counties have great schools, but it mm-hmm. takes a different man to lead Metro Nashville high school football programs. And that's why I think the world of you, I know what you're up against, and I think you do a damn good job of putting out good kids and good product on the field.
Man, you know, Joe, there's a lot of things have changed just in athletics and just demographics of our city and different things like that. And, you know, I get a lot of time, you know, why don't you do this or go to this school or that school? Or, you know, you got to go somewhere where you feel like things are, you know, not necessarily tailor-made for you, but you have to be in places where you think you fit and think where you want it and things like that. And, you know, I haven't gone anywhere because this is where I kind of wanted to be. Of course, there are a lot of different things in other counties that we strive to have, and we've done a, you know, here in Metro, we've done a great job of kind of bolstering, you know, facilities with turf fields. You know, there's still some things we need to work on, but we try to do our very best. I know here at Antioch right now, man, we have a principal that's provided for us to have some of the same things the private schools have, some of the same things a lot of the county schools have. And I do know this, that you do, like you said, you do have to be a special kind of person to coach in Metro, because sometimes there are things that you're going to face that other people don't.
Right.
I would always challenge any other coach, man, that you're at other schools, that you think you got it bad, you know, you really don't, because you don't, there's some things that you don't have to deal with. And I told my staff this, and I've told other guys of coaching me, you know, sometimes, man, you may have morals, you may have a way of doing things, but if you stay in it long enough, you'll have to change, and you'll have to do some things that are necessary, man, to make sure that the kid gets what he needs, but also, too, you can furnish a program that's presentable, one that you can look at and be proud of. And, you know, I know that, as for me being in it this long, man, you know, I've kind of survived being flexible and being able to just kind of maneuver and change when I need to change.
Antioch head coach Arsente Broom is on the line with us. Coach, when it comes to, you know, you said you've been in this for about 28 years now. What makes high school football so special that separates it from everywhere else in the country? What makes Tennessee high school football so special in your heart?
Well, I think one thing about Tennessee high school football is everybody else thinks that it's not up to par. But we're, man, over the last maybe 10, probably about 10, 15 years, man, we've been knocking it out of the park with the different athletes, man. You just look at all the different places. You know, our guys are at Texas A&M, our guys are at Tennessee, our guys are out on the West Coast, you know, up on the East Coast. I mean, we've got Tennessee kids that are now branching out everywhere, where normally, you know, back 90s and 80s, you know, you had kids going places, but it just wasn't the same. Like, and I think exposure is a big deal. You know, we're kind of in the middle of everybody. So sometimes we get cherry picked, you know, and, you know, a lot of schools don't used to not come recruit here, but now you got everybody. I've seen coaches from, you know, Oregon, I've seen coaches from Stanford, I've seen coaches from Cal, USC, all throughout the SEC. So, you know, I've seen the gamut. So It's where it is, and we're growing, and you know, hopefully we can maintain that and keep putting out great products.
I love it, Coach. Thank you for this. We hope to talk to you on Friday nights after big wins. Thank you for what you do and who you are, man. We really appreciate you, Coach. We'll talk to you Friday night, I hope.
Yes, sir. Hopefully, we'll be on the right side of the scoreboard.
Love it.
I appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. Coach Arcente Broom, head football coach at Antioch High School. And so we're gearing up. Game Blitz, Friday night, 9:30 to midnight. High school football scoreboard show, all things high school football. Really honored to have Southeast Financial Credit Union as the sponsor of the show. We're looking forward to it, and it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. And Antioch is one of those teams, like you just mentioned, that hopefully you're talking to Arcente Broom a lot because they have one of the top quarterbacks in the state in Andre Adams. Last year when I was there for one of the games, it was Michigan State, Mississippi State, Colorado, Vandy. I mean, you had every single scout there
right,
sitting in a lawn chair jotting down their notes. I'm like, that's impressive. And, of course, what does Andre Adams do? He throws a 40-yard bomb down the field. I mean, he's just a special talent. He really is.
I love it. And I love it when kids from metro schools – look, I love all the county schools, but my heart, big part of my heart is with these metro school kids when they go to the next level and become superstars. I mean, it's just all around. I think it's fantastic when they do that. So, all right, we've gotten some – go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
No, you.
I was going to tease you something, but you're good. Go ahead.
Don't tease.
Looking at some college football news, it's about Tennessee and Alabama and the jerseys. Jersey combinations. Hasn't been done since 1970, and I think you might be on board with it. If not...
You got me. You got me. You teased me. I like it. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much. We'll get into all that and more on the other side of the Chase McJoe Show. 102.5 The Game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.